League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Brunson. We're throwing it down with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart is Cam's cookout on the program today. Cam managed to put a turkey sandwich in the microwave and eat it in the span of, I don't know, about 150 seconds, I believe. And I believe it was Lenny on The Simpsons. It was Frank Grimes, actually. He said, look at Homer. He's disgusting. He eats like a pig. And Lenny said, he actually eats like a duck. Pigs chew. Homer's just like
great line.
Swallowing things whole. Yeah, yeah, he's like, he's not really a pig. That's a great episode when he sets him up, you know, and he's in the contest for children. And he's like, look, everybody, he entered a contest for children. And everyone in Springfield, yeah, and he kicked their ass. Good job, Homer.
Yeah, it's awesome. classic Simpson episodes. Gabe's known me for a long time. For everyone that doesn't know, I used to like go be a competitive eater for like not on the professional tour, but I used to do kind of like the bar gigs, and it'd be like challenge Cam on Monday Night Football night. I'd give away prizes, you know, here's some tickets and whatever. And you know, I'd beat down people eating chicken wings.
Like a bar
band. I was the bar band. I was
like, you're not a rock star. You're on the bar band scene. Like, yeah, you were.
Yes.
Bar challenges. The prizes weren't big enough for the pros to show up, so you went.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Like, there was guys that were good, but not good enough because the prizes just, like, if there were tickets to, like, a Bills game or something, people would show up, but it was, like, fridge magnets, $10 vouchers, coupons for your next cheeseburger, stuff like that. So I used to just crush those guys on the local scene, but then my doctor told me, because what are you doing? You're not even doing this for money? Like, you're going to kill yourself for, like, fridge magnets? I go, that's kind of a good point. So I don't really go in eating competitions anymore. And Gabe and I worked at this company where this little kid beat me down with burritos, and he really shook my confidence.
Yeah, I lost. I shook my wallet too. I lost money.
He was a ringer. He was a ringer.
He is. We got hustled by Kyle the intern. Kyle the angry intern. I liked him, but he was too angry. So you know, I told him you got to lose some of the anger. But yeah, so basically there was this kid. You know, he could eat, right? And I used to see him eat, but so basically Cam and me and Cam were like, you can't beat Cam. And there's these burritos from this place called Burrito Boys. They're massive. They're like missiles. They're like the bricks the protesters were throwing or that were placed, whatever. Right? They were like the bricks. They're literally like bricks. So the deal was a pack burrito with whatever they have in the shop in it. So it's basically, we ordered, we're like, whatever you have, you put it in it and pack this son of a, right? And we got four of them. And, man, Cam's stomach was about to explode before he got through the first one. This kid was the second one. Cam, I used to weigh pounds and, you know, be a competitive eater. He hustled us.
Yeah.
Like, he lost weight.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, it pained him. Like, he was in pain. He goes, I don't like doing this. But he shook us down for, like, $40. It was only 40, he 50 did. Bucks. He shook us down. You know, it was quite the hustle. But Cam, once again, like the Simpsons, you're like Homer, took too many bowling balls to the stomach. You can't, you know what I mean, your stomach's done.
Yeah.
As your trainer, I wave the white, I throw in the towel.
You're sorry, Smashing Pumpkins. He's done. Whoa, Homer, Homer. Oh, no, no. Yeah, exactly. Hey, where's Peter Frampton's pig? Great episode. It's a Simpsons revival here on the show.
No, it is. It is. I'm noticing more and more. I'm Krusty the Clown, and you're the Homer Simpson. You're the Homer Simpson of the crew. And our regular listener, one of our favorites, shout out to our boy Roe in New Jersey. He's Milhouse. We want to welcome all of our radio affiliates right now to hour two of Game Time Decisions. We've had some fun times in the first hour talking NBA basketball. We're going to continue that theme. The name of the show is Game Time Decisions, but what do you want me to do, man? I'm not the commissioner of these leagues, all right? So if there's games and races, we gave you Noah Gragson the other night. If you follow us on Twitter, like I tell you to, @SportsRage, we gave you some winners with the ponies today. We cashed a Bundesliga soccer game with a late goal in the 90th minute. We actually had a little bit of luck. And Belmont is back, baby. Belmont, one of the biggest tracks in the world, of course, in New York. It was the first sporting event in New York, the first active, like, live sports event in the state of New York since the shutdown. And me and Cam got after it. But unfortunately, we fell for the public trap as there was a horse named, you guessed it, Fauci. And everybody loved Fauci. It was the New York Post lock of the day, the Daily News lock of the day. Yeah. And everybody was on Todd Pledger's horse, Fauci, Fauci, Fauci. Fauci was taken prisoner by prisoner. Prisoner wins. Fauci loses. Cam, I know you had you hit a trifecta. I hit a couple of exactas along the way. But you also had a couple of bad beats as well. How was your afternoon at the track today?
It's pretty good, Gabe. I've checked all my accounts, and I'm up $289. I should be up close to $800. I had a really bad situation. And for sports books out there, I really like what FanDuel's doing, so I'm going to give you guys a lesson right now. When I bet on a horse race and it goes from six horses to five horses and you don't give show results and I lose that money, I'm never betting with you again. I'm just telling you this right now. Customer service will be getting a call after Game Time Decisions tonight. Two books are getting warned that I'm done with them. It is not my fault that a horse gets scratched and I get no money. I made the bet before the damn race. It should be voided. And if you take people's money, shame on you. You're going to lose customers. That's my point.
And for the record, the book that Cam's complaining about is not FanDuel. FanDuel doesn't do ponies because...
No, they're good guys.
Yeah. Because they're good guys. Because they're at the Meadowlands. People get on the Meadowlands app. All right, more Rage next.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
We'll be right back.
All right, let's roll. Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're rolling like Cheech and Chong. Fun first hour of the program. The protests have settled down. All the officers are under arrest. We're talking about NBA playoff formats and the different proposals and rules. And they just keep coming. So we have breaking news here, too. Here's what. The Orlando Magic and Memphis Grizzlies must both play barefoot. And oh, yeah, they must use a medicine ball instead of a basketball as well. So let's bring in Ricky Sanders.
Medicine ball.
Right now, Sports Grid's very own. Ricky Sanders, one of the best DFS players in the business. Now he's one of the top KBO baseball bettors in the business. And he just celebrated his birthday yesterday.
Yes.
Happy 21st birthday, Ricky. You're finally, you finally have a nice ice-cold Budweiser. How you doing, Ricky?
Yeah, if only it could be, you know, the year in which it was my 21st birthday all over again. This one's been a struggle, but yeah, I mean, KBO has been kind of a fun niche. It's great to talk to you guys.
I like Ricky. Man, you're already getting older. You got the glasses. You already look like you're a couple of years older. I remember you used to join us with like a Metallica t-shirt.
Yeah, so these are actually a recommendation from Davis Matic of Sports Grid. They're the UV blocking glasses. You know, we stare at computers all day, so they're not actually for
nice
my vision.
Nice job. You know what's crazy? It's funny you say that.
So smart.
I just saw something earlier in the decade. Because, yeah, you think about it. Remember when we were kids, we were told, don't sit so close to the TV. It's going to go blind.
Yep.
Now here
yep.
we are, like, inches from TVs, like, all the time, i.e. computer screens. Guys, I saw a stat today. And this wasn't planned. Ricky just threw it out there. Good call by Ricky. And you look good. 44 years of our lives spent staring at screens.
Oh, you notice it when you put these on. It's like even when I take my dog for a walk, I'm staring at my phone. So I can't get away from it. I'm either watching TV, looking at my computer, staring at a Peloton screen, or staring at my phone. So I highly recommend these UV glasses.
You have a Peloton, Ricky? You're very successful.
Yeah, I had to get one during this time for my mental health. Let's put it that way. I would be going crazy.
How much do they cost? Like 10 grand?
Well, it depends on the plan that you do for insurance.
Yeah.
So they could be like 2 grand, but if something goes wrong, you're screwed. So you got to add like an extra, you know, 1500 for the insurance.
Oh. Wow. You got to pick a lot of Korean winners for that. You should have just ordered the Chinese knockoff of Peloton.
The Echelon is out there if you want it.
remember the awesome. Peloton commercial? It was like, you know, sexist at Christmas, if you guys remember. Buddy got like his wife a Peloton. She's working out every day. And it was a good job, honey. And people are like, man, this is 2020. What the hell is going on here? With this ad, but it was the other way around. Ricky's wife is the one that got him the Peloton.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so true. You have no idea how true that is.
All right, so I was kidding around about medicine balls and all this other stuff, but hey, listen, you look at this new NBA playoff format they're talking about. Higher seeds get to pick the cooler hotel room now, Ricky, even. Why don't we just skip the charade and give the hotel room to LeBron James, all right? He gets to choose which hotel he stays in there. But all kidding aside, what's your take on the NBA proposal, the play-in tournament? It's very complicated. If a team is 4 games within the 8th seed, then there's a play-in. But if they're not, there isn't. What's your take on all this? There's a lot to unpack.
I was just hoping they would find a format where only the teams with something to play for would be involved, and it sounds like that's what they've done. I was hoping, you know, maybe less teams than we've got, but, you know, going uneven with the conferences and assuming that one conference has more, you know, competitive teams than the other, I think that's a smart idea if that proves to be where we go here. And I just like that we're going to have competitive basketball, and I like that there's going to be a little bit of a regular season before the playoffs. I think that'll take away a little bit from the randomness. Like, I think you want to bet the underdogs a lot more in this MLB season with 50 to 60 games, if that's what they're talking about, than in the NBA playoffs, where you could get some of the better teams warmed up. I think, you know, we feel like they've been off for so long. You know, they're only going to play so many regular season games to go straight into the playoffs. Like, we should be taking the underdogs, but I still think the cream of the crop, you just give them a little bit of a warm-up, will rise to the top here, and I'm not so sure that's the same in baseball. So that's kind of my perspective for this format.
Oh, it's a great point that he raises, Cap. You and I were talking about it, baseball. Listen, when we were talking about an 81 or 82-game schedule or whatever, baseball, Ricky, me and Cam right away said, you know what? Which is this mid-tier team that can get hot? I saw a stat, this is just off the top of my head right now, guys. If I was interested, I saw a stat. They said, you know what can happen in a span of 50 games? Last year, in a span of 50 games, guys, the San Francisco Giants went like 33-17 or something once.
Exactly.
And the Washington Nationals were 19-31. Like the Nationals had a 50-game stretch last year where they were 19. Remember, Cam and Ricky, a couple of years ago, the Dodgers became the first team in Major League Baseball history to have a 15-game or more winning streak in a year and a 15-game or more losing streak in a year. I'm telling you, and I'm not a Toronto Blue Jay fan, but that was the team that sort of stuck out to me. Cam, I know you were saying the Chicago White Sox in Ricky's backyard right now. So let's just say hypothetically, we'll get back to the basketball. I'll throw it to you now, Cam. If you're betting on one of these long shot baseball teams and they actually do a 50-60 game, like mini something, which is that mid-tier team you're pulling the trigger on? I'm thinking Toronto, San Diego.
Yeah, I don't want to be a homer with the Blue Jays, but here's the thing. When you look at their bats up and down the lineup of the young players that they had, bringing up Bichette, Vlad Guerrero Jr., all these other guys, they'll score runs with the best of them. The thing about Toronto is you got to worry about the pitching a little bit. They do have some guys from AAA Buffalo that are going to come up that have good relief arms. Well, say, Gabe, they're going to win a lot of games, like 9-6, 9-7. And I think the Blue Jays at my book, Ricky, they were like 70-1. And Morenci's like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, yes, they are. They were 25 or 28-1 when they even had divisional odds. I went click, 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 click. Probably not going to get it with the rules changing in the shortened season. But I like Toronto. Ricky, what do you think about the White Sox, too, as a team on the rise? Kopitch, they got a couple real good young players on the team. I know pitching's always been a question mark, but the White Sox, they got a lot of young guys who can rake.
So it's funny. Those are actually two of the teams that I was on broadcast earlier that we were talking about as some of our favorite for long shots. I don't think people realize how good Nate Pearson could be from the start of the season on the Toronto Blue Jays. I think we're talking about the best pitching prospect in baseball, a guy who easily throws 104 miles an hour. Toronto is looking for an ace. It would not shock me if we get like a Chris Paddock from the get-go with someone like Nate Pearson. And if he could be a number one, all of a sudden you get Ryu as your number two, and you can kind of figure it out from there. And an offense loaded with guys who I think have a ton of potential. I'm the world's biggest Kevon Biggio fan, who's one of the most patient hitters in the league. And then you talk about the White Sox. I don't think their pitching is as bad as people are giving them credit for. Carlos Rodon was a guy who was like over 11 K per nine, flirting with a 30% K rate before his injury. He's going to be fully healthy. And Michael Kopech is a guy they could easily use at the end of the rotation now with only 50 games. Even if you go to a six-man rotation, get him in the rotation by the playoffs, you have one of the most loaded lineups. Those are two of the teams that I think are great. And I still see divisional odds for the Blue Jays 35-1.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, you know, and guys, especially you look at a team like the New York Yankees, who are very injury prone. You know, these guys are always getting injured, the Yankees. In a 50-game season, 60-game season, guys, one slow start. We see all the time players struggle for 4 weeks. They struggle for 6 weeks to start a season. It'd be a unique situation, but it's interesting you talk about the NBA. And it seems like they're just sort of, listen, the NBA has always had the reputation of being a favoritism league to begin with, guys. But I'll throw it to you on this, Ricky. And as you stated, I don't think it's a bad idea. You can't just throw teams into a playoff series. All right, guys, we haven't played in 6 months, 5 months. And, all right, you're playing in a playoff game right now. So it was going to be imperfect. And one thing, we've cried about this, guys, but we also said, what the hell are they doing with the All-Star game? 24 what? Plus this? What the hell does this mean? And then we were watching the NBA All-Star game, and we're like, this is the coolest thing ever, man. In the second half, right? So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. We got to take a quick break here. Cam's going to get us caught up to date for all of our TV viewers. We'll take a quick break with the radio. Ricky will give us some KBO baseball winners on the other side. Break it.
Hey, sports fans, Cam Stewart with a Sports Grid News and Betting Update. You want the edge cappers, get on the grid. The NBA return to play action plan coming together. Commish Adam Silver planning to propose a 22-team return to play format to the League of Board of Governors on Thursday. The owners are expected to approve the proposal on a call at 12:30 Eastern time tomorrow. Each of the 22 teams with the 16 current playoff teams plus the six teams currently within 6 games of the 8 seed will play 8 regular season games in Orlando to help determine playoff seeding. As for the playoff tourney, if the conference 9 seed trails the 8th by more than 4 games at the end of the regular season, the latter will automatically clinch a playoff spot. But if the gap between the 8th and 9th seed is 4 games or fewer, these teams will reportedly partake in a double elimination play-in tourney to decide the 8th seed. Are you still with me, people? A 9 seed would need to win 2 games under this format, where the 8th seed would need to win 1. Yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting. We talk about this, some of the proposals going on for the top seeds. We talk about second and third quarter possessions, teams having the ball, one designated player to receive 7 fouls in a game before it was 6, and receiving extra coaches' challenges. And they've also suggested teams transporting their home hardwood courts to Orlando, and the teams determine hotel accommodations in order of ranking. We got it. 2/3 of the owners have to vote to make it work. NFL players not down with Drew Brees. Brees comments on players kneeling in protest during the U.S. national anthem, quickly drawing criticism from his own teammates and others across the NFL. In 2016, Brees said he agreed with Colin Kaepernick's message, but not his method of kneeling. Brees added he will never agree with anyone disrespecting the flag. Michael Thomas called him out. Aaron Rodgers, Richard Sherman, the Honey Badger, and a host of others. And LeBron James said, hey, Brees, you still don't understand why Cap is kneeling, so a lot of people disappointed today. Also, Denver Broncos head coach Vic Fangio apologizing today for earlier comments that he said there was no racism in the NFL. Baseball, on the other hand, we're far away. MLB has rejected the Players Association's proposal for a 114-game season, and they stated they will not counter the league considering a 15-game season with players receiving their prorated salaries. Dak Prescott stepping up the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, pledging $1 million to improve police training and address system racism through education in the country. We got NFLers not expected to return to camp in their facilities until training camp. They open up in mid to late July, but now mini camps are reportedly slated to begin as late as June 27th. The league might be forced to push back training camps. PK Subban of the New Jersey Devils donating $50,000 to the fundraiser for Gianna Floyd, the 6-year-old daughter of the late George Floyd. The NHL then matched Subban's donation. Major League Soccer avoiding a potential lockout. The MLS and MLS PA announced ratification of a new collective bargaining agreement, ensuring labor peace until at least the end of the 2025 season. Now the league can plan that tournament. They're thinking about getting things going very, very soon. In golf, the PGA Tour announcing today that it engaged the Sanford Health Company to administer all on-site COVID-19 tests for the players, the caddies, and essential personnel for the turn of golf on June 11th and throughout the PGA Tour season. I'm Cam Stewart. That's your Sports Grid News Update. Remember, guys, to follow us on the Sports Grid Network. It's the place for all your fantasy and sports all the time. Follow us on Instagram, too, at Sports Grid TV. I'm Cam Stewart. Now back to host Gabe Morenci and our guest, Ricky Sanders.
Continues. I am Gabriel Renzo. We're throwing it out there, and we know there's many of you. So we're joined by Ricky Sanders of Sports Grid right now. Nice job with the update there. Great job, Cam. Just heard you talking about Drew Brees. We'll get to that a little bit later on, actually.
Yeah.
Share our thoughts on Drew Brees. You know, we've stayed away from everything. We've been pretty sports heavy. But we have acknowledged, yep, you know, what's been going on in the world over the last week or so. Evidently, Drew Brees has not realized what's gone on in the world. And let me just say, yes, quickly, people are all surprised about Drew Brees today. Guys, Drew Brees threatened to sue his mother, all right, before. Drew Brees threatened to sue his mother. His mother was a Democrat running for office. And she said, hi, Drew Brees is my son, and I'm running. And he threatened to sue her. So, you know, Drew Brees... very, very political. If you dig down deeper in Drew Brees, you know, I'm not shocked by it, but my just, you know, the quick thing is, it's just amazing after all this, he doesn't realize that Kaepernick was never talking about the troops. Had nothing to do
exactly
with the troops. It goes right back to that. But nevertheless, Drew Brees finds himself in the middle of a firestorm, Ricky. And listen, Rick, I don't want to put you on a hot seat. You know what I mean? If you just want to get to the Korean picks, but to me, it's just the tone deafness. It's like, bro. Like, in Vic Fangio, too, after all this, you're a coach. You've seen how many assistant black coaches in the NFL have been screwed over. Eric Bieniemy has a better resume than you do. You're a mediocre coach. It's a 61-year-old white guy that's coaching the Broncos. And he's saying, oh, no, 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 you earn what you get in the NFL. And from a player standpoint, I get that. And I think it's true. You earn what you get. But from the coaches, Ricky, come on. I don't have a problem. Drew Brees gets goosebumps during the national anthem. So do I. You know what I mean? He loves the flags. You know, so do I. But to still think after all this, Ricky, that he went right back to, oh, I don't support disrespecting the troops. It's like, oh, my God, bro. How thick are you? All right, see if we can get Ricky's audio back here.
Can you hear me?
There we go. I thought you were pulling a Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister, 22 seconds off.
20 seconds of silence. Hey.
Yeah, Ricky, I don't want to put you in the hot seat here. I'm sorry to get on that rant, but it was just coming out of the update here. So what's your take on that?
All I was going to say is I think Akeem Hicks said it better than I could. If there was no racism, you know, I think Vic Fangio was on that team too. We signed Mike Glennon when Colin Kaepernick was out there. So, I mean, I don't really think there's too much more to add there.
Yeah, there it is. I like that. What a call to Mike Glennon. Mike Glennon does suck.
He's horrible. Yeah, like,
you really? Yeah. I warned people coming out of it. I was like, I don't know why anyone
we
likes
did.
I remember you didn't like him either, Cam. I was like, I don't understand why anyone
just his
likes
frame.
This guy. Yeah, quick quick NFL note. There was a story about Cam Newton contacted the Patriots. They haven't met or anything, but there was actually a little talk there. But let's talk some baseball. And you know what, Ricky? Being, I guess the best way of putting it is, a degenerate gambler, for years, I bet. Like, I don't sleep much, so I'm up all night. So Korean baseball is not new to me. It wasn't like this year. I was like, oh, this is a new league. What's this about? I was like, oh, boy, here we go. And in fact, almost like a recovering alcoholic, I tried to wean myself off of Filipino basketball, Korean baseball, Japanese baseball, and asked Cam last night. It's like 2 a.m. I'm like, oh, look, Japanese exhibition baseball. I lost. I went 0-1.
Yeah, he's quarantined at my house, Ricky. He doesn't sleep. He just we've been betting on horse races in Australia at 6:30 in the morning stuff. Yeah, we've really taken it up a notch during the 14-day quarantine. No denying
it. Yeah, so I'm in a gambling mood today. We've been betting on German soccer and horses all day, Ricky. So why not bet on some Korean baseball in the overnight / morning hours? What are we looking at? How's the KBO been treating you? And I'll throw a couple of games at you, and you can tell me which ones you like. But how's the KBO been treating you?
KBO's been fun. Unlike you, I didn't really – I acknowledged it existed, but I hadn't really paid much attention to it. But now with the quarantine, it's actually something good to do. My fiance goes to bed early, which gives me all night to talk and think about KBO. So it's kind of been perfect timing. And in terms of how it's treated me, I mean, daily fantasy, there was a 50K first prize last week. I took first, so I can't say it's been bad to me, that's for sure.
Man, you kill DFS in many languages. In Korea. You're unbelievable.
That's why he's got a Peloton. I told you. He's 21. He's going to have more money now than we're ever going to have.
Unbelievable. Ricky Sanders got a Peloton. Poor Cam's workout. He goes for a walk around the track in his shorts.
It's actually very true.
Wow. Ricky's killing it. DFS, KBO. And you can go over to Daily Roto for that. DailyRoto.com. So let's get into some of these games here. We got the Bears and the KT Wiz. The Bears are minus 205. The Kiwoom Heroes, big favorites against the Eagles. The Lotte Giants, underdogs against the Kia Tigers, minus 235 plus 190. NC Dinos, minus 220 against SK Wyvern, plus 178. Samsung Lions, plus 124. The LG Twins, minus 150. And the totals, 11.5, 8.5, 8.5, 9.5, 10.5. So talk to me, Ricky. What are you looking at when you look at the overnight card here?
So I think the most solidified favorite tonight is the Kiwoom Heroes. They're being given credit for such. But you look at this Hanwha Eagles lineup, and they've only faced, I think it's three lefties so far. their lineup starts lefty, 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 and they roll out a minimum of six lefties on any given night. They just honestly don't have any other option. They either have to, you know, empty the bench with all their righties who don't deserve to play every day, or they throw out lefties. And Eric Jokic has been one of the most dominant pitchers in this league to this point. In fact, I would argue that he's the best pitcher on this slate, even with Drew Rosinski, you know, towing the mound. So with that number being huge, I'm actually willing to give 1.5 runs tonight with the Kiwoom Heroes because I think they're the best favorite. In terms of some of these other games, I think if you're looking for an underdog to bet, it's a pretty chalky slate. But this SK Wyvern team all of a sudden has woken up. And Drew Rosinski, I think, is someone that people view as an ace, but he's not really a big strikeout guy. In fact, he's already faced this SK team, which has struck out at the second highest rate. He only struck out two in that start. And this Wyverns team has scored 6+ runs in 6 straight games all of a sudden. So they have ignited. And really, you're not getting that sort of love here from Vegas. I mean, the middle of the lineup for the SK Wyverns is very good. It's got guys like Jamie Romack, who the Daily Roto projections basically have for like a 400 wOBA, regardless of what side of the plate. So I think if you're taking an underdog, I think the Wyverns are your play here. The one game that I'm not really sold on is Dusan and KT. I think this is an over game after you got 0 runs from Dusan last night. But Min Kim, the pitcher against them, first of all, both these teams have the two worst bullpens in the entire league in terms of ERA. Second of all, Min Kim has gone back-to-back starts walking more hitters than he struck out. So I think Dusan's due for a bounce back. The problem is their bullpen is so terrible, it's really hard to give minus 200 on any given night for them. So for that reason, I think I'm going back with the over. KT held their own last night. I think both teams have a shot to hold their own tonight and give you over 11.5 runs.
Wow. Wow. I'd be speechless, but we're on radio here. I like how you're breaking down the lefty versus lefty in the Korean League, Cam.
This guy's amazing.
That's some deep stuff here.
I'm going to ask away
as we speak.
Yeah, no, I was going to ask Ricky. I know I've only bet a few of these games. The LG Twins have been good to me. The Bears, not so much, because my nickname's the Bear, and the Bears screw me with juice all the time. But can I put the Bears in a parlay, you think?
I think this should be a game they can win. But the problem with Dusan is down the stretch, and honestly, they may have the worst bullpen I've ever seen. I think
so just Alcantara's the over.
Yeah, I think Alcantara is the better pitcher here, but he's not great. We're talking like a 14% K rate type guy and an offense that can make contact. I mean, Mel Rojas is one of the best hitters in this league. So I'm not sure I feel confident just throwing them in there.
Okay.
Wow. Ricky Sanders breaking down the KBO. You can find him over at sportsgrid.com with daily analysis as well as DFS analysis, continuing to crush it. Major League Baseball, not needed for Ricky Sanders. KBO baseball. So Japanese baseball, I talked about it earlier, the Japanese League, which is actually a higher quality than the Korean League. They're set to begin. They're playing exhibition baseball. You're going to add some Japanese fare to the menu as well? You've been eating Korean. Why not add some Japanese?
Are undecided there. I'm not sure if the season's going to start on time. It looks like two of the best players tested positive for COVID, so they're kind of on hold. So I may have some time to make that decision.
Ricky Sanders. Ricky, it's always a pleasure. It's great to catch up with you. We'll definitely do it again. Now we're kicking it live. Great to have you back in the rotation. And we'll talk some more Korean baseball and NBA basketball in the future as well, my man. Thanks for the time, Ricky. Continued success.
Yep, thanks for having me. Go KT Wiz.
There's Ricky Sanders with us. Man, I'm ready to pull the trigger. Wow. I like where it was going with this. I'm ready to pull the trigger. I'm going to take the shot with SK Wyverns, talking about scoring 6 runs or more. Their offense in 6 straight games. Their offense starting to come alive right now, plus 182. The total is 9.5 right there. He sold me. He sold me. And as you said, the LG Twins have been pretty good to me as well. He's talking about the over in the Dusan Bear KT Wiz game as well. Sounds like he's willing to walk a couple of dogs in Korea tonight, Ken.
Yeah, I'm thinking about walking a few dogs too, but I'm going to take that over in the Bears game that Ricky was talking about. I got to get some round-robin parlays with the Kuhm Heroes at minus 245.
All right. Shout out to everybody tuning in on whatever medium or platform you are joining us on. We got more stuff to get to. Game Time Decisions continues.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Moretti. It was great catching up with Ricky Sanders from Sports Grid. Excellent analysis. We told you guys, he's one of the best DFS guys in America. He really is. Just won $50,000 last week playing Korean baseball. Man, you give these guys an angle, they're going to find it. And Ricky consistently does. We look forward to tonight's Korean baseball slate. We've got Northfield tonight. Some Northfield horse racing outside of Cleveland. As Cam would say, it's the, like Frank Costanza would say, it's the place to be. Anybody that's anybody hangs out at Northfield, although no fans allowed. Although interesting thing about Northfield is the horses run like three or four times a night there. 15 races of action. 15 races of action. And as somebody that like did a show out of the Meadowlands racetrack on a nightly basis, that's like the hardcore of the hardcore, the desperation of the desperation when you're betting the Northfield, because the track's closed. You can bet Australia online and on the TV now, you know, the horse racing channel all night and stuff like that. But Northfield is like last call. That's like when the last bus is coming, leaving the tracks and stuff. That's El Desperado right then and there, Ken.
I got to tell you, though, Northfield is known in the harness community as one of, you know, the glory tracks. And you talk about it. These guys are the hardest working track in showbiz. They start at 6:40 Eastern. They got 15 races on the card. They got 15 races on the card. They will be done after 11 o'clock. Like, basically, hey, guys, if you're going to Northfield, you got 5 hours and change, baby. You can go show up anytime, do whatever the hell you want. It's longer than a college football game. You just hang out at Northfield. Most tracks, you know, Gabe, you get the 8 races, the 9, the 10. Northfield does it right. Baker's Dozen plus 2. Come on now. You got to go to Northfield, home of the 15.
Now, I've been in quarantine with Cam for like 12 days, going on 2 weeks right now. And some of the funnier stories do relate to horse racing. And they're not all funny, but...
No, they're not.
Like, see, hearing Cam get like enraged and start swearing out loud and stuff because he can't, his books don't have Radford Racetrack from Australia at 4:40. He's like... He's like, do you believe this crap? He goes, what kind of book wouldn't have this? And you're like,
yeah, just, but they got all the other tracks, Gabe. That's the thing. Like, you're going, oh, I get this track, and I'm on like 5 books. I'm like, well, so you got 4 of these ones, but you don't got Radford? Kind of, what am I smoking here? Like, what's the deal? I don't understand. If you're going to offer me 4 tracks in Australia, why can't I get the 5th? But horse racing's been up and down. can't seem to get a clean trip. And it's actually great. One of my friends who I used to work with, Gabe, former jockey, I got into it with Jason Portwando. He became my Twitter buddy today. And we were betting races at Belmont. And I gave a shout out to the boys at Woodbine, and they retweeted me. And yeah, they're back to action on Friday, just like your friends at the Meadowlands. Both tracks are going to get going this week. That's great news.
Yeah, we have the Santa Anita Derby later in the week as well. Belmont a couple of weeks away. I believe it's June 20th, the start of the Triple Crown. We have a UFC card too, guys. Don't forget, we have a UFC card on Saturday. And Amanda Nunes takes on Felicia Spencer. She's a massive favorite. She's a massive favorite for a reason, though, guys. She is the best pound-for-pound. She might be the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world. She's the best female fighter of all time. Felicia Spencer is a tough girl from Montreal, fights out of Orlando now. Orlando is the place to be. And speaking of Orlando, actually, shout out to our friends in Orlando, where me and Cam
both got detained.
Yeah, I'm going to throw it out here right now, guys, all right? I don't want to come across like Drew Brees. It's never good when you say, I don't want to come across. But
yes,
Drew Brees is an idiot. But I'm just going to state, and I've told people this before, all right? It's not even about race at times. Sometimes, you know what I mean? You can find yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I was detained by a white police officer, and I'm white. And so was Cam on the same night in Orlando, as Cam made the grave mistake of trying to order by walking through a drive-thru. And in Orlando, it turned into a big deal in which, I don't know, like you said, if you roll up with a skateboard, is that all right?
That's the thing. Is, you don't let.
I've seen some crazy drive-thrus that you have a takeout where you can walk up. I guess
exactly.
I understand they don't want people getting run over and stuff, but they didn't have to call the cops. As Cam, like the cops showed up. It was like a big ordeal in Orlando. And at the same time, we're in Orlando. We literally played golf with Mike Ditka earlier in the day. And I'm outside of a bar, and a cruiser just rolls up on me. And he goes, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm waiting for a taxi. I said, I don't know. I called a taxi, and I've been waiting here for like 10, 15 minutes. And he goes, where are you going? And he goes, where are you from? I'm like, I'm not from Orlando. So right away, it escalated, and he didn't like what I told him. He goes, where are you staying? And I said, Mike Ditka Resorts. And he said, there is no Mike Ditka Resorts.
Yes,
and he thought
is.
I was lying to him, and the next thing I know, I'm in the back of a police car. And fortunately, one of the dispatchers said, oh, yeah, Coach Ditka rents out one of those rental properties and puts his name up on it, right?
and even rental then. Rental properties.
Yeah, exactly. It's like an empty rental, you know what I mean? And then even then, you know, he's not even buying in. You know what got me out? He started drilling me about football. And he's like, you seem to know all about football. All right. And he's like, what are you doing with Mike Ditka? I understand it was a strange story that I was just with Mike Ditka playing golf with Cam. So, we have Orlando stories, all right? But
we do.
Orlando's the hub now for the NBA. And Cam was only up last night at 4:30 in the morning betting on Australian horses. Because he was worried. He was pacing. He was going up and down, wearing out his already worn out carpets. He was like, man, the deadline for MLS labor peace is in 12 hours, Morenci. And he said, if they don't settle, they're not going to resume the MLS season. And I can't take it anymore. Between viruses and protests and riots and injustice and no leagues, Cam just couldn't take the MLS not playing. So I'm here to tell you, they worked it out. And all kidding aside, I'm more excited about the MLS coming back than Cam, but this is the story, guys, with the MLS. I saw, like, over the weekend, like, oh, the MLS, you know, they really are coming down to a deadline. The commissioner basically told them, you know, by, Tuesday night, you know, we better have an answer. Like, we're running out of racetrack. There's no time. If we're going to do this, we have to do it now. And I was like, oh, wow, what's the big argument about? The argument was about, guys, the MLS players agreed to a 7.5% salary cut moving forward. And I was like, you know what? You guys aren't really offering a lot here. And then I started reading, and I'm like, the league is offering, Cam, it was the best, 8.75%.
I'm like, what? I'm like, these guys.
You guys actually are arguing over 1 point right now? and it's MLS, you're talking about $38,000, all right? Like, I'm going to put money on some of these games than you guys are making. So I'll give you the extra point. Like, it's just it's right out of The Simpsons when Krusty the Clown goes on the run, and at the end, here's your $50 and $2 your change.
Yeah, and $2 your change, Krusty. Thank you. Thank you for betting with the mob. Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll tell all you guys who are going to Orlando. Gabe and I have been there. I'm a polite person. I love everybody. I did nothing wrong in that restaurant situation. The door was closed because it was late and the drive-thru was open. So that makes a lot of sense. So, okay, you're not letting me in the restaurant to buy food. But if I had a car or even a kid's bicycle or a big wheel, I could have got food after smashing drinks in bars. I go, hey, I think this is stupid. I went up to the... What?
I don't think a big wheel would have worked, actually, either.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. I would have broke the big wheel because I'm like 280. I would smash the thing in pieces.
I'm just saying. I don't think they approve of you rolling up in a big wheel.
Oh, they... I really don't... Okay, whatever.
For drunk driving.
Yeah, I could... I'll just tell these players. You got MLS in Orlando and NBA? Yeah. Stay in the resort.
You can't get a drunk driving on a horse. I'm dead serious.
Really?
Yeah. Like people in Oklahoma, they bring their horse like to the bar, like old school. They tie the horse up.
Yeah, they tie him up. Yeah.
You can't be intoxicated on a horse. Like it's.
Want to know why? Because horses are smart. That's why the big wheel can't think. A horse can get you home when you're wasted. See what happened today at Belmont? That jockey fell off. The horse took it all the way around the track. Sans jockey. I'm telling you, man, horses got brains. They can take you home when you're drunk.
The horse will get you home if you're drunk. Look, you think the horse way. You think you just sort of slap yourself on top. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go, Thunder.
Come
let's
on,
go,
boy.
Well, you show him the address. You put the address around a horse's neck, and he just drags.
Buddy, I guarantee it. Like a dog. I'm not going to say horses are like sniff dogs. No. I'm just going to say this, and I would like somebody to tell me. I'm not going to say they're like criminal dogs that can track scents and criminals and shirts and DNA. But I will say this: I have a feeling a horse can get you home. It's got a natural GPS system, Gabe. They're very, very beautiful and smart animals. I don't know what other reason, they can't get you home. They'll get it done.
Yes. We owned a horse. Yeah. That horse could barely find the finish line. He's going to get you home.
He won by 9 lengths one night when things were going well. It's not our fault. One of the kings of the standard bred industry, his horse had a shoe problem, and that shoe problem caused our horse to go bananas and eventually getting hurt. It was a screw job to the max.
I want to meet this horse. It's like the super horse. It'll win a race for you, and it'll get you home when you're drunk after.
If the border wasn't closed, I'd go to see Conflict Diamond run at Buffalo Raceway, but I can't even go over the border to get some chicken wings and pizza and watch our former friend race.
We have a legal precedent here. In December of 2009, Pennsylvania police pulled over a 22-year-old Amish man who was operating a horse-drawn buggy on a public roadway while drunk. Although operator is probably too strong of a word, as he was actually slumped over asleep in a buggy at the time. Oh, my God, Cam. Yeah. And he goes, with the horse seemingly knowing the way home, the horse was just riding along. You were right.
Another one for me, but Gabe, just put me on Jeopardy right now. Hey, Ken Jennings, I want a piece of you.
The horse just kept going.
Of course, natural GPS, buddy.
No, but we don't know if the horse could have turned right. It's just by chance he was walking.
Damn right he could turn right. He could turn right or left. You ever watch Australian racing? They can go anyway. Reverse water, back water, anything. The toilet water goes the other way. Horses know where to go. It's a fact, Gabe.
Kind of a gray area. Like the...
Why is an Amish guy drunk too? That's another thing. Amish people, unless you're like... Yeah, breaking up. So the guy went to the city and got absolutely annihilated and fell asleep in the buggy.
They're basically stating that the law changed in 1872. That, you could be drunk before. They're saying that it doesn't matter. Like, this is what's crazy. They hit the guy because they argued this, that you can't be drunk on a horse. And this is the catch. He wasn't on a horse. He was in the buggy.
I agree.
Be on the horse. You got to be on the horse. But
I'm with the Amish guy. In the buggy's fair. It's not moving. Nothing's happening. I give the decision to the drunk guy in the buggy. He shouldn't get busted. No way.
The drunk Amish guy wins. Case dismissed.
Yes. And the guy, that's a sleeping, too. The guy can't afford a Motel 6. He's got to sleep in his buggy. Cut the guy some slack.
Yeah, well, speaking of Motel 6, it's the official hotel of the Memphis Grizzlies and Orlando Magic of the upcoming NBA playoffs. The natural GPS. Well, I was reading a police report. They said the horse seemingly was driving home.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
All right, we got a couple of minutes left here on Game Time Decisions, and we're trying to get to the bottom of pressing issues, whether it's okay to be drunk on a horse. And evidently, stupid laws, they changed the laws. Too many people started to use it, I guess, in 1872. It used to be a law. It wasn't. It's crazy. We're just talking about Orlando, and there was a case in Orlando recently. A woman, 53-year-old woman, smelled of alcohol, had red watery eyes, and she was pulled over by deputies in Orlando, Polk County, outside of Orlando. And she was intoxicated on her horse. According to Florida statutes, a vehicle is defined as any device upon or which any person or property may or be transported or drawn upon a highway. A Florida DUI group law firm says that under the definition, a DUI can be issued if a person is intoxicated on a bicycle, an ATV, a golf cart, and even a horse. And in fact, it's been a problem. So Sheriff Grady, who you don't want to mess with in Polk County, says when you mount your horse in Polk City, Florida, and ride it into town, you can be sure of one thing. We're going to arrest you for DUI if you're weaving on your horse.
If you're weaving on your horse.
I was wrong. I guess you can't be drunk on a horse.
Now, the thing is, too, I just thought
that
about it.
Right. The horse will get you home on his natural GPS tracking system.
Oh, I trust you. These horses, people don't give them credit for their directional skills. I will say this. These horses, too, if you're drunk and you hit them a little bit too hard or whatever, like, that's the thing why it's a dangerous weapon, because you're not in full, like, you know what I mean? You're wasted, so you're also not treating your horse very well. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, one of the protesters, I think it was in Philadelphia, stole a police horse the other night, actually. Not cool.
Not cool.
Leave the animals out of it, all right? But fortunately, everything has been more peaceful. We're going to have, we got crazy NBA playoff formats to figure out. Fortunately, we have until July 31st to get it done. Shout out to all of our affiliates. Stay safe, everybody. Other night, you're on your own. May the winners be yours. Later.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.